Parshas Chaya Sarah. The Parsha speaks about her death. Hanukkah's not called Misa Sarah. The Parsha should be called Misa Sarah. It speaks about her death.
Yeah, her soul was
because when a tzaddik dies, he begins to live. So therefore, the Parsha is called Chaya Sarah. Mm-hmm. Even though it speaks about her death, right?
One more of her life.
Yeah. So you have the first shidduch, the first Jewish shidduch you have.
Duh.
Right? The first Jewish shidduch? Right? The whole parsha.
Wait a minute. Rivka was not Jewish.
Was she Jewish? She was a family of Abraham. Wasn't she related to Abraham's brother?
Yeah, but Nahor wasn't. She was Nahor's daughter.
No, it wasn't the same family of Abraham, no?
Yeah, but Nahor wasn't.
Huh?
It was only Abraham was the Ivri. No?
Huh? Yeah. But it's the same mishpacha. So who says Baruch Hashem in the parsha? Two non-Jews say Baruch Hashem.
Eliezer.
Take a look at page 68.
Eliezer.
68?
Yeah. Page 68, Pasuk of Zion. In the Chumash, a few people say Baruch Hashem and they're all not Yidden. The first to say Baruch Hashem is Noach. The second to say Baruch Hashem is Eliezer. Take a look, page 68, Pasuk of Zion. Vayoyim Baruch Hashem. You see? Blessed is God, Elokei Adoni Abraham. Asher Ozav Chasdoi Ve'amitoi Me'ima Adoni Anoichi Baderech Mechani Hashem Beis Achei Adoni. God made me reach whose house? The house of the brother of my master. Who's the brother of his master? Nachor, right? Nachor, yes?
Mm-hmm.
The family of Nachor, Abraham's brother. Nachor Achicha. B'Suel, Yolad as Rivka. Suel gave birth to Rivka. Nachor Achicha. That's B'Suel. Wow. That's B'Suel. Yolad as Rivka. Abraham's Mishpacha. So he says Baruch Hashem here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who else says Baruch Hashem? Look at Pasuk Lamed Aleph. This is Lavan talking. Vayoyim boy Baruch Hashem. Take a look. Lavan says it. Vayoyim boy Baruch Hashem. See? Vayoyim boy Baruch Hashem. Pasuk Lamed Aleph.
So they had a belief on Hashem.
You see that?
And the idolatry.
Right? Boy, Baruch Hashem. Lama tamoid bachutz. Why are you standing outside? Vanoichi penisi abayit. I have what? Cleaned out the house. Samokam agmalim in this place for the camels. So Lavan says Baruch Hashem. Who else says Baruch Hashem? Yisroi. Also a non-Jew.
Yeah.
Also says Baruch Hashem. So all the people in the Chumash who say Baruch Hashem, Joe, are not Jewish.
Not Jewish.
What does that tell you? So he believed in God. Take a look.
Yeah.
Lavan said, "Boy, Baruch Hashem, come, you blessed from Hashem."
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "I've cleaned out the house." What do you mean, "I've cleaned out the house"? Look at Rashi Lamed Aleph.
He didn't have a cleaning woman.
What do you mean, he didn't have a cleaning woman? Why is it important he cleaned the house, Joe? Maybe it was the maid's day off. What's the Torah telling me? Piniti habayit. Why is that important, Avram? Rashi Lamed Aleph, left column. Why is that important?
And you invite a guest to have a clean house or something? Derech Eretz, huh?
He had a vacuum cleaner. Why do we need to know Piniti habayit? Why? What does Rashi say? Two words, Avram. No, what does Rashi say?
Normally, on Pesach you clean.
Ma'avoida salilim.
Which pasuk?
Lamed Aleph. Ma'avoida salilim.
Yeah.
He cleaned out the Getchkes. He got rid of the Virgin Mary. Why do we care? Cleaned out the house. So Rashi's saying Eliezer wouldn't walk into the house with the Virgin Mary there. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So Lavan, who recognized Hashem, also worshipped idols. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
How stupid people can be. He had the Getchkes. He said, "I know you're not going to come into the house. I got rid of the Getchkes. Now it's safe for you to what? To come in."
And that's in 31, right?
Lamed Aleph. Then look at Pasuk Lamed Bet. Vayova Yoisha Baita. Never once is he called by his name. Never once is he called by his name. He's called Oish Eved Avraham. He's such an anab that his name is not mentioned. He unmuzzled the camels. Why is that important, Rabbi Yaakov, for the year 2011? I need to know that 3,800 years ago, Eliezer unmuzzled the camels. He unmuzzled the camels.
That they wouldn't eat from other
sprouts. Ah, in front of the hall, the yom eloy oichal adim debarti devora veyom edaber. So why is it important that he unmuzzled the camels? Look at Rashi Lamed Bet by Yifatach. Hiter zomam shelahem. He opened up their masks. They were muzzled. Shoy esoltem at PM. Their mouth was pashtupt. Shulayiru badera pusadoy sacherim. Eliezer kept them muzzled during the trip so they shouldn't what, Rabbi Yaakov? Shouldn't eat in other people's fields. They're gezel. Look how careful he was. He kept the mouth shut because as they're walking, there's private property on the side of the road. Yeah. If the camel eats, it's gezel. Look how careful he was.
That was Lamed Bet, right?
Lamed Bet. So that's the Torah's teach, not a story.
Mm-hmm.
How careful you have to be not to steal someone's property, even if your animal eats in someone else's vegetable garden. You're a goslin. So look how careful he was. Ooh. What you learned so much from here, so much from the conversation that Rivka has with Eliezer. Look on page 67. Page 67. Pasuk Tezvav. Vehi hu terem kilo ledabev. Hine Rivka yotzeis, ash yol de lebesuol ben milka. Rivka just happened to be, kawinki dinki, Rabbi Yaakov. Rivka happened to be, Pasuk Tezvav, you with me?
Yeah.
Rivka happened to be born to Pesuel ben Milka. Who was that? Eshes Nochor, Achi Abraham. She was Avram's niece, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Was she Avram's niece?
Right.
The Kadosh Shichma. Look at Pasuk Tezayin, Avram. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be Tezayin?
Yeah. Na'ara Tovat Marem Ma'od.
Kama. The girl was a knockout. Toivas Marem Ma'od. She was Miss Universe.
Betulah.
Betulah. Vishla Yada, she was a virgin and she didn't have intimacy with any man.
Oof, mami.
Vatevet Anya, Vatemalekadavatal. She put down a pitcher and she got the water.
Yeah.
So Rashi says she doesn't understand.
Yeah,
if it says she's a Betula, obviously she wasn't with no man.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yaakov, you hear Rashi's kasha? Why does the Torah say that she was a virgin and she was not intimate with a man? Isn't that being redundant? If she's a petula, then obviously ishla yada. You understand Rashi's kasha?
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Yaakov, help me on this. You understand the question? If the Torah says she was a petula, what does petula mean?
A virgin.
The ishla yada, and she didn't know no man in the biblical sense. Isn't Rashi said? Isn't that redundant? If you tell me she's a petula, then ishla yada.
Yeah.
So Rashi says, look at this incredible Rashi. Look at Rashi Tezai in the right column, page 67 on top. Betulah. Betulah b'mkom betulim. In the place of virginity, she kept herself pure in the place of virginity. V'ish lo yada. So how come you have to tell me she didn't know a man? Shelo kedarka. What does shelo kedarka mean? Unnatural sex. Why the fish of Benoy Saknanim, the Canaanite girl, Hoyim Shamrois Mokam, still saying, they would guard their virginity. They wouldn't let a man sleep with them in the normal way. Umafkirois Atzmam in Mokam Acher. But they would allow themselves unnatural sex through the back. You hear this? The Torah testifies, not only was Rivka a virgin, but she also didn't fool around. She didn't have bia shaloka darka, unnatural sex. But that's what the Canaanite girls were doing. They guarded their virginity, but they allowed themselves to sleep with the man through the back. You listening to me? What's it called? Unnatural sex.
Yeah.
How do they translate that? Verse 16, no? How do they translate that?
16. Now the maiden was very fair of appearance, a virgin, and no man had known her.
What does Rashi say?
No man had known her unnaturally, since the daughters of the nation would guard the place of their maidenhood, but conduct themselves wantonly elsewhere. Scripture testifies about this one that she was clean of all immoral conduct.
Mm-hmm. She didn't fool around either, Joe. She didn't go to third base. Now, why does the Torah have to say Vahanara Toivas Mara Ma'od Avram? This is a kasha for Friday night. Are you writing this down? Vahanara Toivas Mara Ma'od.
It's in the same pasuk, right?
Pasuk Tezayin. I'm going to ask you a bomba kasha from the Vilna Gaon. What do you sing every Friday night? Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayofi. Shola Vilna Gaon Im Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayofi Madua Valama HaTorah Katva V'Hanara Toivas Maremod. Ze Sheker Ze Chein Ze Hevel. Ata maybe the Shela Shal Vilna Gaon? What's the question?
Why is the Torah telling us?
The Vilna Gaon
says it's all
Sheker anyway. Not the Vilna Gaon. Shloim HaMelech. That's the Vilna Gaon. Shloim HaMelech in Mishlei Lamed Aleph. Sheker Achein Behevel Hayofi. So why does the Torah write Mahanara Toivas Mare Ma'od?
Yeah, good question.
Ma'od. What was that Choshuv? Do 10 Teretz. 10. Ain't Teretz. Call Leil Shabbat Anachtu Sharim Zeh Kam Alochim Shana Shor Levin Lagom Atu Shor Ma. You hear the kasha? You writing this down? I'm writing it down for Friday night.
Beautiful.
So Levin Lagom has a bomba teretz. Bomba. We're not learning correct pshat in Mishlei Lamed Aleph. Madua Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayofi. If all a woman has its physical beauty, Echarmim, simla reka, echarmim, an empty dress. Of course it's vain and false, because physical beauty wears out, doesn't last. What is Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayofi? Isha Yirat Hashem, Hitas Halal, Gamal Ayofi. Isha Yirat Hashem, Hitas Halal, or what? On the physical beauty as well. Since Rivka was what? Isha Yirat Hashem. Therefore the Torah praises her in her beauty as well. Sheker Achein Behevel Ayofi. If all a woman has is physical beauty, that is vain. And Hevel.
Yeah.
But Isha Yirat Hashem.
Together, huh?
If a beautiful woman is a God fearing, he is halal. V'anara Toivas Mare Ma'od. Mishtalim Lagbah Hayom. Mishtalim, huh?
All women
has his physical beauty. That is Sheker Sheker Achein Behevel Ayofi.
That
it's Sheker and that it's Vahevel, because physical beauty doesn't last. But Isha Yirat Hashem, he is halal Gamal Ayofi. Rivka Toivas Marem Ma'od, Zechoshuv Ma'od.
But she has both.
Because she was God fearing. So we have to praise her. Gam al Toivas Mare, Lorak Mare Ma'od.
Then she's to be praised,
right? Ah. Hashtay. Okay.
That's Vilna Gaon, right?
Vilna Gaon.
They're good.
Gishmak. Now, from the conversation, Yofa Sichoshan shall Avde Ovot, Mitaroshan shall Banim, huh? Yofa Sichatan shall Avde Ovot, Mitaroshan shall Banim. Yofa Sichatan. What have we learned from the conversation? Look what she says. Posseg Yudches. Vatomer, Shtei Adoni.
Yeah.
Stay Adoni.
Yeah.
Drink, yeah. My master. And then what does she say in Pasuk Yutes? No, read. Any volunteers? Chavdal Yutes.
Yeah, Vatomer Shtei Adoni, Vat Maher Vatored
Batishkehu. And then
Vatchal
Lashkoi Soy.
Koso Matomer Gam Vigam Alecha
Eshov.
Eshov.
I'll also give your camels to drink.
Drink, yeah.
You hear? Look how sensitive she was. Mm. She didn't put him in the same mishpat with the camels. First she says, you drink, my sir. When he finished drinking, only pasuk yutes. Only when he finished drinking did she say what? I'll also give your camels to drink. Not to put him in the same category with the camels. Eizeh sensitivity. Echavim sensitivity, lezulat. Echavim sensitivity, lezulat. Echavim sensitivity. Bevrit, echavim sensitivity. Hargasha.
Hargasha.
Loj hu lo kamo gamal. Kaidem Adoni ata. Tishteh. Only when he fatchalas goysoy. Only when he finished drinking. Only then did she say gam le gamlecho esho. Derech eretz kodma la Torah. Derech eretz kodma la Torah. Why is the Torah writing this? There's no mitzvah here. There's something more than a mitzvah. Derech eretz kodma la Torah. Only that chalas koto. Only then, only then did she say, "I'm going to give you camels to drink." Not to put him in the same class with the gamalim.
Yeah.
Not to hurt his feelings. You're just a slave. You're like the camels in the ancient world. A slave was no better than a behema.
Oh yeah.
An eved was a behema. She was very careful to give him dignity. Echomim dignity. Kavod habriot. Kavod habriot. Ooh. Nachon. Ah. Gishmak, huh? Gishmak. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, you have to.
Geschmack. What you learn from a simple conversation.
Yeah,
simple, not a story.
Even, when you go through and you even don't realize that.
Derech Eretz, Kodma LaTorah. Yeah.
So the biggest struggle I have right
now. You learn some. Look what she says. Wow. Look what she says in Pasuk Yudches. Vatomer Shte Adoni. Go back to Pasuk Yudches.
Yeah.
You drink, my master.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You drink, my master. So the Magen Avraham learns halacha from this. The Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Samach Zayin. From Rivka's conversation, you learn halacha. Mikan the afa pisha osela adam litom kodim shemachol vehemto. Even though you are not allowed to eat anything before you feed your behema. Hani mili b'achila. Avala Shtiya Adam Kodem. Kidashikam Barifka Shamra Shite began Lechashka. The Mogavram learns halacha. Even though you're not allowed to eat before you feed your behema,
you can drink as a man.
That's Dafke Bachila. Avala Shtiya Ben Adam Kodem.
Kodem, yeah.
Shtiya, that's why Rivka said what?
My master drink.
You drink first.
Yeah.
And only then the camels. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Do
you hear what's going on over here?
Rivka's on the Eliezer.
Right. She says, you drink first.
And then she says, then she causes to drink Eliezer's camel.
Yeah. So why?
We learn from this.
We learn from here that even though it's forbidden to eat before you feed your behema, that's dafke ba'achila. Aval ishtiya, says Magen Avraham. Adam koidim. How do I know? Rivka said, you drink.
Mm-hmm.
And only then will I give your camels to drink. Oh. Yeah, Joe, what's going on over here? You think the stories has to show them? Halachos. Menschlichkeit. Ooh, Derech Eretz.
Normally the halacha is a person has to feed his animals before he eats, right?
Asur litom Kaidim Shiachila Behem To. Aval Bashtiya Adam Kaidim. Why? Why should it be like that? Rabbi Yaakov, why should it be like that? Madu Avalama, Ma Nafkimina. So Taisa says in Sachim, Taisa is Mesachim Dafkov Zayin, in Taisa is in Nazir Dafkov Gimel, Lama, the Pa'amim Adam Oichel Afkish Eino Rav Kolkach. The Pa'amim Adam Oichel Afmapike Eino Rav Kolkach. Avalishtot Ein Adam Shoteh Elot Smo'o. Hashote mayel tzmo'o. Yesh mishtam, zech the brochus. Ah. Hine b'shtia, nekiven shuhu tzama, einoy min adin, shiugram loy tzar, hanefesh. Lechakot ad ashe tishte abehema. Ki lianotzol metzar, bevadei odem koidim. Ma'ashe einkein b'achila, lepa'omim eino rav kolkach. Eino rav kolkach. Yuchal lechakot. Wow.
So how we have to understand the food first to the animal and the drink first to the man?
Tosis says in Sochim, Kov Zayin, and Nozich of Gimel, because sometimes a person will eat even if he's not hungry. Some people are bored, so they eat.
Bored,
So therefore, give the behemoth first, because a person sometimes will eat even not hungry. But a person won't drink unless he's thirsty. You'll eat even if you're not hungry.
Yeah.
But drink, you'll only drink when what? When you're thirsty. So therefore, if I'm thirsty, my tsar comes before the tsar of the behema. Ooh. Lianotzel mitzar bevadai odam koidim, says Torah Tamima. Lianotzel mitzar bevadai odam koidim. Masha ein kein bachila, the pa'omim ein arayv kolkach. V'yochal lechakot. Fizay is Chayv Adam. Yeah. Jim Adam Rab.
What question is Tosos answering?
Why is there a difference between eating and drinking?
Drinking, yeah.
Why, when it comes to It comes to eating is what? The behemoth comes first.
Yeah.
It comes to drinking, the human comes first. The Tosos says, because sometimes a person will eat even when he's not hungry. He can wait a few minutes. First, feed the dog. But drinking, a person won't drink unless he's thirsty. Unless he's thirsty. So therefore, if I'm thirsty, my tsar comes before the behemoth's tsar. Kila notzal mitzar bevadai odam koidim. Mash enkein biachila alpamim ein arayv kolkach. Biyochal lechakot. Wow. Wow. Verstehe? So he asked the Tartmina Shoel Sheila, Ledina, Tzorchion. Let's say I'm very hungry. I'm very hungry, not just thirsty. Can I eat before I feed my dog?
No.
He says, a tzorech in Ladina. If you say that my tsar comes before the behema, let's say I didn't eat all day.
Right.
And I have a dog. Doesn't my tsar come before the dogs?
Right.
So he says, a tzorech in Ladina. Misha aroev. Biyote lecho til hamten yitzar biyote yitzar biyote ulai hu koydim la behema. He says the tzorich iun ledina. Mazav tzorich iun ledina. He doesn't know. He says. Shtia, a person will never drink unless he's thirsty.
Yeah.
So therefore, my thirst comes before the behema. Eating won't matter. I can wait a few minutes. Some people eat but they're bored, you know that?
Yeah.
Some people eat and they're bored.
No?
People have a disease, so it won't hurt them to wait. Verstehe, Yossel? Some people eat when they're...
Oh, this is mine, yeah.
Oh, where's mine?
Yeah,
mine
must be up there, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
The story with The Netziv. Rosh Hashanah, they came home from davening. Rosh Hashanah, they daven along. And they have a chicken coop. So you can't eat until you feed the chicken. So they didn't find the key to the chicken coop. Mm-hmm. So the Netziv wouldn't let them eat until they found a goy to break the lock. Mm-hmm. See, even though they were hungry, they couldn't eat. Because you have to feed the behemoth before you have to feed the chicken before you eat yourself, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's continue page 67. He gave her the jewelry, right? What did he give her?
Nose ring.
Pasuk Chav Bet. Look what he gave her. You with me or against me? Page 67, Chav Bet. Ayikash kilu agmalam lishtot. When the camels were finished drinking, Ayikach ish nezem zov. He gave a golden ring. Bekal mishkoloi. It weighed a kilo. Ushnei tzemidim ayideh on two bracelets. Asara zov mishkolam. Once she gave the gemalim to drink, he gave her all of his jewelry.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do we need to know how much the gold weighed? Lama zeh chashuv?
This was kafet.
Beka mishgolo, asora zohav mishkalam. Lama zeh chashuv? HaTorah le'zol sipurim. Anachna tzichon li'leida lifnei arbat alof mishana mahoy azahav shaveh. Madu zeh chashuv? Capish, comprende? That's bothering Rashi.
So,
we need to know how much the golden nose ring weighed and how much the bracelets weighed. So look what Rashi says. You with me?
Yeah, but it looks like...
Becca. Look at Rashi Chav Bet. Becca. It weighed a Becca. What's that? A kilo? What is that? Becca. Remes l'shkule Yisrael Becca l'gagolas. This was a hint that the Yidden are going to bring a machtes ha-shekel. That weighs a Becca.
The Becca for every head.
Becca is a, I don't know, it's a weight. This was a remes that she is going to be the founder of a people that are going to do a mitzvah with the Machtes HaShekel. The Machtes HaShekel weighs Becca.
It says here a Becca is half the weight of a shekel.
Half the weight of a shekel. Next, Rashi, Shnei Tzemidim. Why is that important? Why do we need to know how many bracelets? How do they translate Shnei Tzemidim? Two bracelets?
Bracelets.
How do they translate Shnei Tzemidim?
Two children she had in the womb,
Two bracelets? Shnei Tzemidim. Lama zeh chashuv?
Two bracelets?
Remez l'shnei luchot mitzmodot. You know why the two bracelets? It's a remes that her children are going to get the two luchot. She got two bracelets. It's a remes that her children received the two luchais. Asara zahav mishkalam. It weighed 10 ounces of gold. Why do you need to know it weighed 10 ounces?
Yeah, 10.
Remes laseret adibrot. Remes la seret adibrot shabohen. The two luchos contained what?
Ten
golden sayings. Seret adibrot. Nothing happens by mikre. Ain shim mikre. Right, Yossel? Ain shim mikre.
But it also gives an idea how much you have to pay to get a shidduch, it looks like.
So how did the goy get us all this prophecy?
What?
How does a goy get all this prophecy?
How does a goy? Who's a goy? Eliezer?
Yeah, how he got all this prophecy?
Who was Eliezer? You know who Eliezer was?
Sure.
Zekan Beto HaMoshel B'chol HaShelo. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Avraham Aminu's Yeshiva. Zekan Beto HaMoshel B'chol HaShelo. The Gemara says, you know where in Olam Haba? He's in the same mechitza with Avram Avinu.
Eliezer,
Eved Avram, in the same mechitza in Olam HaEmet for eternity. He was a Moshel B'chol HaShelo, Zekan Beito. What does Zekan Beito mean? Ein Zokin Elisha Kana Chachma. He was the greatest Torah scholar in Abraham's yeshiva, and he was a Moshe B'chol HaShelo. And besides that, he was the CEO of Abraham Incorporated, bigger than U.S. Steel. Abraham Incorporated was a very big corporation, Avraham Avinu. He was Hamoshel Bechol Ashelo, CEO and chairman of the board of Abraham Incorporated. Can you imagine his business card?
Mm-hmm.
And yet when they asked him who he was, what does he say? Eved Avraham Anoichi. No CEO, Rosh Hashiva, Zikan Beto. Eved Avraham Anoichi. What a great man.
Eliezer.
Never once does he say his name. He's a Eved. Eved Avraham Anoichi, that's all. Eved Avraham Anoichi.
Could he have become a ger if he wanted to?
Of course
he was. They didn't have it back then.
Well, what kind of ger was there? Keep the seven, go to heaven.
He was that, right?
Well, of course he was that.
And more.
Whatever he was, he's the same mechitza with Avraham Avinu forever.
But you can't say Avraham Avinu was a Jew anyway, right?
Avraham was an Ivri. There was no Jews until Sinai, right?
Yeah.
Keep the seven, go to heaven. They kept the Torah on a voluntary basis, Joe. Right? On a voluntary basis they kept. But Yaakov married two sisters. Avraham married a first generation Mitzri. You can't marry a first generation Mitzri even after conversion. Hagar, right? But this is the greatness of Eliezer and why his story is repeated twice. What kind of great man he was. What kind of great man he was. Look at this incredible Rashi in Membet. Page 65. Over Hayom. I came today to the spring. He's telling over the story to Rivka's family, nechon?
Membet 65?
No, Membet, page 69. Over Hayom. Hayom yetzati v'hayom bati.
Ah, hayom bati, yeah.
Mikan shekoftu loy ore. He had kvitzos haderech. You hear this?
Yeah. Shortcut.
Shortcut he took. Omer av acha. Yofa sichosan shel avdei avot lifnei hamokoyim mitaroshan shel bonim. It is more precious. The table talk of the avdei avot more than the Torah shel bonim. Shrei pasha shel yezek kfula batorah v'har beguf v'torah loy nitru el v'rimizah. Wow.
I come today to read.
He's telling the story. He's telling the story to Rivka's family.
Yeah.
And the account is repeated Pamayim. Pamayim is repeated. Yofa sichosan shel avdei avot lifnei hamokoyim mitaroshan shel banim.
So the same day he left and he came out to
he had pizza. He took a fast plane, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
From Hebron to where did he go? Syria.
Yeah.
Right? How many miles? I think it's 500 miles. How many days does it take by camel? Hayom yatsati v'hayom bati. Here it is, Joe. Now, what made him run to Rivka? What did he see so special? What was the tip-off, Joe, that she's the girl? So Rashi says something amazing. What was the tip-off? Page 67. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayaras Eved Lekrasa. He ran. He ran to greet her. You see Pasuk Yud Zayin?
Yeah.
He ran. Why did he run? There were a lot of girls there, Joe. Must have been hundreds of girls who came to get water. Why did he have his eye on her? There are other pretty girls there. Joe, other pretty girls.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he run to her? Yud Zavayoret Eved Likrata. Why did he run to her? Says Rashi, look at Rashi Yud Zayin, Rabbi Yaakov. Right column, 67. You with me or against me? Vayoret Eved Likrata. Why did he run to her? Lefi shara sha'alu hamayim likrata. He saw the water, what?
Coming up.
The water coming up to greet her. He saw the water coming up to greet her.
So she made some
hope. Therefore he what? Therefore he what?
He understood that.
He ran, that she's no ordinary girl. He saw the water come up. Where else do we see this? The water coming up to a tzaddik. Where else do we see this?
That was Rivka, right? Rivka, right?
Where else do we see this?
The Miriam?
What?
Miriam and then the...
Where the water comes up?
No.
Let's take a look where else we see this. Where else do we see this?
That was on 17, right?
Where else do we see this? Let's go to Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe runs away from Paroi, Yoslo. Moshe runs away from Paroi, remember? And he hangs out by the well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What happens over there, Joe? Let's go over here. Yeah.
Water rise?
Let's take a look. Let's take a look. I know he says it one other point. The question is, where else does he say? Ah, Baruch Hashem! Oh, Baruch Hashem! Page 165. 165, Pasuk Kaf.
165 Kaf?
Yeah. What is your name? What is your, yeah, go ahead, Vayomer. Yisroi is saying to his daughters.
This is
Yisroi talking to his daughters? Right. Where is he? Where's the gentleman that saved you from the bad shepherd?
Where
is he? Yeah. Why did you leave the man? Kiran lo, call him, ayochal lechem. Call him for a meal. Why was Yisroi so interested in Moshe Rabbeinu? Look at Rashi Kaf. What is your name, sir?
Mordechai.
You want to read Rashi Kaf? Left column. Lama Zazaftan. Yisroi is asking his daughters, why'd you leave him go? Bring him home.
Because he's the seed of Yaakov.
How did he know?
That's right, I don't know.
Read.
Oh. She hamayim olim likrato.
Ooh.
He greeted him.
He saw that the water came up to greet him. Just like by whom?
Rivka.
It runs in the family, Joe. There's something about tzaddikim where the water bubbles up to them. What's going on over here? Ooh.
Which Rashi, Lama Zaftan?
Right.
Recognize in him that he, in his seed of where did the water go up to meet Moshe?
He opened the well in it.
By the well, don't you remember he came to the well? You remember?
The cover?
No, don't mix me up with Kasha Varnishkis. The girls, the Yisroi's daughters, they were being harassed, sexually harassed.
And
Moshe Rabbeinu saved them.
At the well.
At the well. And then Yisroi saw that the water came up to greet him, just like by Rivka. So there's something about tzaddikim where the water comes up to greet them. The question is, what's going on over here?
So Yisroi saw the water rising at
the
well.
That's what Rashi says. Shamayim oilim nekroto. Yisroi saw, the daughters reported that they saw it. The daughter said, Daddy, this guy, the water is bubbling up to him. You don't have to put the pitcher down. the water's coming up. You don't have to put the pitcher down.
Hold on.
So we see Rivka, a mother. What's it all about, Yossel? What's it all about?
Moshe didn't, he just opened up the well for them to take water from, right? He didn't draw water from the well for them, did he?
Yeah.
You gotta read the text. My question is, what is this especially about about the water coming up to greet them? Mayim, ain Mayim el Torah. Mayim is a symbol of Torah. The Gemara in Tainus Dav Zayin says, ain Mayim el Torah. Just like the body can't live without water, the neshama can't live without Torah. Right? So the Mayim coming up to the tzaddikim, what does that show? The Mayim is a symbol of Torah. That a tzaddik's whole life is what? Is all about mayim. Spiritual waters of Torah. Right? A mayim oilam ekrosai. There's a deeper message. A deeper message. Why the water rises to a tzaddik. If you go back to Bereshis, a deeper message. Go back to Bereshis.
Yeah, the water has a mitzvah to flow down, but they don't see the connection.
Not the Bereshis. You go to Vayikra Aleph. The key to this mystery. Go to Vayikra Aleph. Where's the Brit Melach? Oh, page 317. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Mordechai, you want to read that? 317 Yud Gimel. What's this water bubbling up to Tzadikim? What's it all about?
Rashi, right?
First you got to read the text, no?
The text, okay, which one?
Bechol Yud Gimel. Bechol Karba Minchascha. Yud Gimel. All of your carbon mincha ba melach timach.
No.
Salt heavily. V'loy tashbis melach bris helakecha. Don't annul the salt treaty.
No.
Salt covenant. Ma'al melachcha from your flower offering. Al kol karbancha takviv melach. And all of your sacrifices you have to salt. What is this bris? God made a treaty with the salt? Joe Siegel, what kind of treaty is it? V'loy tashbis melach brit helakecha. What does that mean? You look at the bottom Rashi Yud Gimel. You have the bottom Rashi, the way bottom on right column. You have it or you don't, Mordechai? Melach Brit. You have it? Right column? Mm-hmm. Melach Brit. What's Rashi talking about? God made a covenant with the salt. What's it all? No?
Shavrit keruta la melach mi sheshet yamei bereshit.
God made a covenant with the salt.
Yeah.
The 6 days of creation.
Shehuftu, shehuftu hamayim.
התחתונים
לקורב במזבח המלח
במלח
וניסוך המים בחוק.
What is Rashi talking about? Rashi is quoting a midrash. Before God created the world, the entire universe is full of water. You know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Water all over. And then God made a division between the lower waters and the upper waters. You hear?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
God divided the Mayim Elyonim in Mayim Tachtonim. And the Medrash says, the Mayim Tachtonim complained. We don't want to be Tachtonim. We don't want to be Pacific Ocean. We don't want to be the Yamagodo. We won't remain Elyonim next to you. Why are you banishing me? So God said, calm down. Hiftachu HaMayim, God promised the Mayim Tachtonim, V'koreh Bamizbeach. What's a major ingredient of ocean water? Salt.
Salt, yeah.
Bamelach.
Yeah.
Bamelach. Minisuch ha-mayim b'chag. So how did God calm down the mayim tachtonim, Avram? How?
Putting salt on the carbon.
Every carbon on the mizbeach has to be heavily salted, which is a major component of what? Of ocean water. So that's how the mayim tachtonim calm down. They're going to get their aliyah. They're going to get the aliyah. They want to be elyonim. Why are we down? God says, calm down. Take a pill and lie down. Every carbon will be heavily salted. A major component of water is salt. So you're going to get your aliyah. Do you know why mayim comes up to a tzaddik? Because a tzaddik is a living mizbeach. Don't you see Mordechai paid to come today? Yeah. When a mayim sees a tzaddik, it sees a living mizbeach, it comes up. That's her aliyah. God promised the mayim tachtonim to get an aliyah by mizbeach. So when a tzad, when water sees a tzaddik, that's a living mizbeach. So it rises. That's the aliyah of Mayim. Paid to come today? Oh, you're getting this down. What is Rashi saying? The water comes up to Rivka, the water come up to Moshe. You got to tie it in with this Rashi. Rashi assumes that you know him all over, not just one place. Because a tzaddik is a living mizbeach. Hope you're writing this down.
Yeah, yeah. Living means.
So when the Mayim sees a tzaddik, of course it's going to rise up. That's the aliyah of the Mayim Taktonim.
Tzaddik is a living...
A living Mizbeach. Isn't a tzaddik a living Mizbeach? No, Joe? That's how the Mayim gets the korev ha-Mizbeach, ba-Melach. B'nisach ha-Mayim b'chag. The Meralmi Prague asked Akasha on this medrash. Let's get real. When was the last time you heard water complaining?
That's the last time. They're splitting the sea?
How could water complain? Water. The Meralmi Prague asked Akasha. We'd ask Akasha, throw us out of yeshiva. I don't understand the medrash. When was the last time water can't complain? He says every medrash, Agada medrash, is only a metaphor.
Metaphor.
It's not to be taken literally. The Talmud is made up of halacha and agada. Only the halachic part of the Talmud has to be taken literally. The agada is a metaphor. And before the Maral, Ramban said it at Disputation of Barcelona with Pablo Cristiani. Remember, 1265, he had a debate. The Ramban laid down the rule that this Mishumad was giving him all of these Agarat Gemara, the Mashiach was already born.
Yeah.
To Ramban, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Achban, the year 1265, when he had the debate against Pablo Cristiani, could buy the book, his Disputation of Barcelona. Been translated into English. The Ramban has a whole account of the debate that he had with his Geshmad Ayid, Ayid, who became a monk. This is called Disputation at Barcelona. You can get it in Mariah Bookstore. So anyway, the Ramban says that the Talmud is made up of halacha and agada. Only the halachic part of the Talmud must be taken literally. The agada is a metaphor. And Maral picks up on that. He says, what's the metaphor? Mayim can't complain. The Mayim Tachtonim, that's the Baal Tshuva. Why do I have to be born Tachtonim? I couldn't be born in Meir Shorim into a family of Tzadikim. I had to be born somewhere in Huppetsville among people that are religious. Tachtonim, why? The Baal Tshuva can complain. Why do I have to be Tachtonim? Why couldn't I be born El Yonim into a Rebbe family, the chief rabbi's son? I have to be the son of what? Of a discotheque owner? A pool room owner? Why did you do this to me?
How you
the Mayim Tachtonim, why am I Tachton? Why can't I be El Yonim? Why can't I be born a Rebbe's son instead of a wrestler's son? You hear? So God says, calm down. What's... You're going to get an aliyah on a mizbeach. B'mokam shabal l'tshuva omed afilat tzadik gomo lo yocholam. Hear the morale it says? The Mayim Elyonim, no matter how high they are, they could never go on the mizbeach. Only if you're a tachtonim. You're born Tachton. Yes, you were born into a family not religious, but you found your way back. Only you will go on the Mizbeach. B'mokam shabal ha-tshuva omen, afil ha-tzadik gomo lo yochol lamod. Yerida l'tzorech aliyah. That's the Mayim Tachtonim. That's the Baal Tshuva. The korev ha-mizbeach. And he says further, the Mayim Tachtonim is the Neshama. The Neshama was Elyonim.
Yeah.
Why do you banish me down into this world? The Neshama is the Kisha Kavod, Elyonim. Why did God have to send us down here with all of our tzorot and all of our tragedies and shiflut? So God says, the only way you can come on the Mizbeach is to be Tachton. You have to come down here and you have to suffer. And Sheva Yipol Tzadik, and the Tzadik falls seven times. Why is he called a Tzadik? Vekam.
Why is it called a Tzadik?
Because Vekam.
Because what?
The Pasuk of Mishlei, Sheva Yipol Tzadik. The Tzadik will fall seven times. So why is he a Tzadik? What's the next word? Vekam.
Goes up.
Because he gets up. Yerida l'tzorech aliyah. The mayim tachtonim, only if you're tachton, only if you're low, and only if you fall, and you come down in this world with all the suffering, can you go on the Mizbeach. If you remain elyon, you'll never be on the Mizbeach. So when a tzaddik sees the mayim, I mean when the mayim sees the tzaddik, the mayim is a symbol of the neshama. The neshama gets excited when it sees a tzaddik. The mayim is a symbol of the neshama, because it's getting its aliyah. The neshama is a tzaddik, it's getting its aliyah, it's excited. I'm so excited. That's the message. Mayim tachtonim is the Baal Tshuva, is the neshama that has to come down here with all of the stumbling and all of the suffering, but that's the only way to get on the Mizbeach. If you remain Elyonim, you'll never go on the Mizbeach. Amokim Shebaal Tshuva Omed, Afilu Tzadik Gomel Lo Yochel Lamod, right? Baal Tshuva stands much higher than a Tzadik Gomel. Yerida L'Tzorech Aliyah. So that's the message of the water coming up to greet the tzaddik. Pashtay, yes, Lord. The little Rashi, the deepest secrets in the Torah, says Chofetz Chaim, are contained in Rashi. The deepest mysteries of the Torah, says Chofetz Chaim, are contained in Rashi and Chumash. Just got to know where to look to bring it up.
Which pasuk? 317.
317. Well, she was just 17. 317. Pasuk Yud Gimel. In the Rashi. What's this Melach Brit? God made a covenant with the Neshama, with the Baal Tshuva. You don't have to be. You don't have to remain Tachton. Your tachton is only Yerida L'Tzorech. That's the covenant. That's the Brit Melach. It's with us, with the Neshama, that has to be sent down here. We would rather remain up there. This explains why the Mishnah says in Masechta Sukkah, whoever didn't see the Nisuch HaMayim B'Chag never saw Simcha in his life. Remember the Mishnah Sukkah? Simchat Beit HaShoeva. The water, they drew water from the Sichos Shaloach, and the Kohen poured it when? On Sukkot, on the altar. Everybody went wild. Such great joy. What are you getting excited? A little bit of water on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah says, whoever didn't see the Nisuch HaMayim B'Chag, when the Kohen poured water on the altar, never saw joy. The rabbis went wild with joy. The people went wild with joy. What's it all about?
What did they see?
What did they see?
When the Sukkot come. Right after Yom Kippur.
Oh, that's
the Mayim of Mizbeach, that's me! That's a symbol that my tshuva has been accepted 5 days earlier. How many days is Yom Sukkot after? Only 5 days, huh?
5 days. It's a week.
You know why the people... What a week, it's only 5 days later. You know why the people went wild with joy when they saw the Mayim on the Mizbeach? That's me.
They made it.
I made it. That's a symbol that 5 days earlier on Yom Kippur, God accepted my tshuva. And instead of being tachtonim, I'm getting my Mizbeach Aliyah. That Mayim is me. I am getting an Aliyah on the Mizbeach. That's why the joy is so great on Sukkot, right after Yom Kippur. The Mayim tachtonim, that's the sinner. But when the Kohen pours the water on the altar, that's a symbol that God has accepted our tshuva. We are now rising on the Mizbeach. which we couldn't do if we remained up there. The Mayim Elyonim will never go on the Mizbeach. Isn't that Gewaldig from the Aralmi? Gewaldig? That's why whoever didn't see the Nisuch HaMayim B'chag never saw joy.
Oh, that's why they had to go.
Joy that our tshuva 5 days ago has been accepted. That's the symbol. When the Kohen pours the water, this is God's promise. Hiftuchu HaMayim, God promised us that we will go on the Mizbeach, on Chag. What is Chag? Sukkot. Chag is not Pesach. The word Chag means Sukkot. Not on Pesach. Not on Shavuos. Right after Yom Kippur.
Nasoch.
Nisuch HaMayim B'chag. Nisuch HaMayim B'chag. The greatest joy of all. A little water. What's the big deal? Calm down, Joe.
Calm down.
No. There were juggling acts, fire toward. Remember the Gemara says?
Yeah.
The great rabbis went wild, better than the Ed Sullivan show. Remember the Ed Sullivan show? What?
More than Simchat Torah.
Oh, much more.
Yeah.
Because this is the symbol of the Baal Tshuva making it. We are now in the Mizbeach, Joe.
The Mayan Tachtums.
That's us. That's the person that who doesn't sin. Adam in tzaddik b'oretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. We are all Mayim Tachtonim. The very fact that we come down here is a Shama doesn't want to come down here. No. And the Shama complains, no. I don't want to come. God promises, calm down. The only way to get on the Mizbeach is to come down.
So how Hashem is bribing the Neshama to come down?
With this promise. This is the promise. Without this promise, the Neshama wouldn't come down. What are you sending me down here for with all the tzarot and all the temptations? I don't want, I want to remain up next to you. Hashem says, don't worry. The only way to get on, you have to come down, but I promise you will go up on the Mizbeach.
You'll get an aliyah. Yeah?
Sukkot is that Nisuch HaMayim.
7 days.
This principle is so important that in the first word of the Torah, listen to this, how it all comes together, Joe, comes together. The first word of the Torah on page 1. Where would they pour the water?
There was
a hole on the side of the Mizbeach. A hole on the side of the Mizbeach. And that's where the Kohen would pour the water into the hole. Look at the first word in page 1. Look at that word carefully.
Oh, it's like the Bereshis is going down into the hole.
No, look at the word Bereshis.
Mm-hmm.
Says the Medrash, Bereshis is an acronym. Know what acronym is?
No.
FBI. Mm-hmm. LAPD. CIA. The word Bereshis, Joe. Bara Shit.
Bara.
He created the whole.
Oh, wow.
The first thing that God created was the whole. Shit means a hole in Aramaic.
Oh, shit means a hole in Aramaic?
Bara Shit. He created the hole.
The hole where the water goes on is there?
Why was.
Mm-hmm. What's so significant about water going down?
That's tshuva. Before God could create anything, he had to make that hole where the Baal Tshuva can pass under and up. Without that hole, symbolizing the Koach HaTshuva, the universe couldn't survive. So Bara Shit, he had to create that hole. The hole where the Mayim is poured on the Mizbeach. Who is the Mayim? That's the Baal Tshuva. Mm-hmm. Getting his aliyah. If God wouldn't make that possible, he wouldn't make that opening to Baal Tshuva to be accepted, the world could not exist. So the first thing he created, Bara Shit, he created that hole. Isn't that incredible?
The black hole.
The hole for the Nisuch HaMayim.
To go through.
That we should go through that. That's our tunnel. That's the way we reach under Yerida L'tzorech Aliyah. You gotta go down, Joe. The water went down into subterranean caverns. But you gotta go down in order to go up. Yerida L'tzorech Aliyah. That was created before he did anything else. Otherwise, how could the world exist without the Koach HaTshuva? Mm-hmm. Isn't that incredible? Yeah. All from one Rashi, why the water came up to Rivka. We all got this from a little Rashi, that the water come up to Rivka.
Can't exist.
That's why he ran to her.
Why the world? How the world can exist without the power?
How can the world exist without tshuva?
Power of tshuva.
World couldn't exist. So that had to be the first creation. But in the word Bereshis, Barashit, he created that opening in the Mizbeah. Before there was a Mizbeah, before there was a world. But God created that power of tshuva, the Koach HaTshuva, which is symbolized by that hole in the Mizbeah where the water gets poured down in order to go up.
There's even in the Siddur the prayer that Hashem makes a tunnel under his Kiseh HaKavod.
Excellent.
To bring the Baal Tshuva.
That's
back.
Right, the Baal Tshuva.
So
Ato noisen yad la poshim. What do we say on Yom Kippur? Ato noisen yad la poshim. So the Medrash gives this example. The person is such a sinner that Kaviyokul God has to make a tunnel underneath the Kiseh HaKavod to pull him in. He has so much sin, but if he does tshuva, the malachim won't let him come through the door. God has to sneak him through the hole in the back door. You're going to accept him, this low-life bum? God has to sneak him through. Ata nosen yad la poshim. You stretch out your hand, you schlep him through the back hole. The Baal Tshuva. How much God loves the Baal Tshuva. Malachim won't accept him. They're prejudiced. They don't know what it means to sin. Right? They're Elyonim. They can't be late to Tachtonim. They can't be late. Right, Yassel? They're way up there. Right? The head's in the clouds. Right? What's it called? Ivory Towers? Ivory Tower. Right, Yassel? Ata noisen yad la poshim. Shkoyach. Yeah. Now, when Eliezer is sent by Abraham, he makes him swear. On page, where he doesn't trust him?
Oh.
Abraham, he makes him swear. Why do you make your slave swear? His name is Abraham.
Yeah.
His name is Abraham. Don't you trust your slave? Why do you make him swear? Page 65, look what he tells him, Apostle Gimel.
65 Gimel?
Yeah, first he tells him, Apostle Beth, Vayoyim Abraham El Abdoi. Never once is he called by his name. You see the humility of this guy. Pasuk Bet, you with me, Rabbi Yaakov, page 65. Vayoyim Avraham el Avdoi zikan beto hamoshel b'chola shelo. He was in charge of Abraham's financial and spiritual treasures. This man. Simno yotcha tachas yerechi. Put your hand underneath my thigh. And swear that you won't take a girl from the Canaanite women, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why did he say, put your hand underneath my thigh, Joe? Why did he say that? Mordechai, want to read that? Rashi, Tachas Yerechi, left column, you have it?
What number is that?
Bet. Tachas Yerechi.
Zalkin, no?
The next Rashi. Tachas Yerechi. Why did he say, why did Abram tell his slave, put your head on my shoulder? No, put your hand on my thigh. Why did he make him do that, Yaakov?
He didn't have a Sefer Torah to put
it. When you swear, you have to hold in your hand an object of, you might close your door, an object of a mitzvah. When you take an oath, Abram, what do you take in your hand? Sefer Torah, or tefillin. He didn't have a Torah tefillin. What mitzvah did Abram have?
Circumcision.
The Mila was his first mitzvah. Rashi, page 66. who was very beloved, and therefore he took it. So when he said, put your hand under my thigh, mm-hmm. that's a euphemism. He told Eliezer to put his hand on his male organ. Take an oath. So from here you learn out that when you take an oath, Rabbi Yaakov, you have to touch a mitzvah. A chefetz shel mitzvah. He didn't have a sefer Torah. He had brit milah. So he told his servant, put your hand on my brit milah. You hear this? Don't try this today.
Today we got
you get arrested for...
You got a punish.
That's right. He made him swear mm-hmm. not to take a wife from B'nai Akmolos HaKnani. Why did he make him swear? Didn't he trust him?
Yeah.
So the Medrash says he had a daughter.
A beautiful...
He had a daughter.
Yeah.
Eliezer had a daughter.
Yeah,
right. Who's more worthy? You trust me... I'm your CEO and chairman of the board and your Zekan Beto. Who's more worthy than my daughter? But Avram told him, you're a Kanani and you're an Arur. So since he had a personal interest, he made him swear.
Make fail the tour.
Not to sabotage the mission.
Sabotage the mission.
He knew he had a daughter. Eliezer is a Kanani.
Wasn't that insensitive?
And he had a daughter.
Wasn't that insensitive to tell him that he was an Arur?
What? You're asking a good question. Huh? Take a look. Look at Rashi 69. He trusted this man with all of his physical possessions and all of his spiritual treasures. And yet, he wouldn't allow his son to marry his daughter. Who would make a better match? Eliezer said, who'd make a better match?
Yeah.
You trust me, master.
Mm-hmm.
What am I, chopped liver?
Mm-hmm.
Swear. Look at Rashi on 69. Pasuk Lamites. Rashi 69 Lamites. Ulailo Tele. Perhaps the woman won't want to come.
Mm-hmm.
Eli Ksiv. It's written Eli. What does Eli mean?
To him.
Come to me, master.
Yeah.
Why are you sending me in a wild goose chase? Mm-hmm. I have a daughter. Who's more worthy than my daughter? What am I, chopped liver? Eli Ksiv. Come to me, master. Bat hoy shelo el Eliezer. You read this? Look inside.
Mm-hmm.
Eliezer had a daughter. You listening? V'hoy mechazel limtzay ilo shem eloi Abraham litmois elo v'lishmita. And he was trying to find an opening that Abraham should come to him to marry his daughter.
Yeah.
Read the punchline. What did you say to him, Abraham? Amalai Abraham, no?
Abraham.
No, read.
Which pasuk?
Rashi Lamites.
Rashi Lamites. Rashi Lamites.
Omaloi Avram, what did you say to your servant? No?
Ulai lo telecha isha.
We read that. Eli Ksiv. Bat hoiseloi l'Eliezer. Eliezer had a daughter. Mechazeh limtzoi ilah. Shioi meloi Avraham lipmoi seileh l'Yisibita. He tried to find the right words to tell Abraham that he come to me to marry my daughter. To marry my daughter, that Yitzchak should what? Marry my daughter.
Yeah.
He tried to find the right words. So what did Abraham say to him? No? No, Amalei Abraham.
Amalei Abraham. B'ni baruch b'yata arur. B'ein arur medabek l'varur.
Pretty harsh words to say to your beloved servant.
Yeah.
Arur is bitter, no?
Arur means curse.
Curse.
My son is blessed and you are cursed. And a curse cannot attach itself to a blessing. How is Eliezer cursed? Mordechai, footnote Lamed. You see the bottom of the page? Footnote Lamed. You see my finger here?
Yeah,
Lamed.
Yeah.
How is Eliezer cursed? No?
Keep going.
That's it.
There was from
Isaac. He was B'nai Kanan. He was the children of Canaan.
And Canaan's are...
Canaan is cursed. Don't you remember Noah cursed Canaan?
Yeah.
Okay. So no matter how great you are, and you are such a great man, I trust you with everything, but you have a stigma
mm-hmm.
in your family. And you're going to build a nation of Israel. It can't be from a guy with a stigma. No matter how great you are personally... And there is nobody greater than him personally, but you have the stigma attached to your family, and my son is a Baruch, and you're going to build a nation, it can't be with a Kanani. It can't be with a Kanani. So is that being sensitive? Telling the truth. It's telling the truth. And he was big enough to accept the truth. And yet he made him swear. Because he had a personal interest that the mission should fail.
So then,
then he had no choice but to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
So he made him swear.
What didn't Abraham say if he can't find if he can't find his spouse?
Then no choice. Then what?
Didn't he say then do something else or something?
And what did he say? What did he say to him if he can't find?
Then I'll take.
So let's see.
Take Eliezer's daughter.
No. What?
No girl from Canaan, I think.
Yeah. So.
Then go back to.
All he says is. All he says on page 66. Pasuk Chet. Look what he says. Told by Isha Leches Achecha. Let's say the woman refuses to come after you. You can't catch nobody where in Syria. Minikisa Mishliosi. Then you are acquitted from your oath. Zois Rak as Bini Loisei Shav Shoma. But my son, you're not allowed to take back there. Then you're released of your vow.
And then what's
so that what is,
who's Yitzhak going to marry then?
Who's he going to marry then?
It's Abraham's problem then. It's not the other's problem.
Then it becomes God's problem. You do your best,
right,
and God will do the rest. You do your best, and God will do the rest. Who said that? Only when you do your best will God do it. That becomes God's problem. You have to do what you got to do.
Why Abraham
then
didn't go?
Abraham was too old.
Too old to go.
To go take a trip like that by camel? And Yitzchak is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak was the Ola Tamimah.
Mm-hmm.
Yitzchak couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Remember, God said, you can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
You were on the Mizbeach. He's the only one that never left. Abram left and Yaakov left. Yitzchak couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. So they had to import a wife for him from Ocean Parkway. Ocean Parkway, a lot of Syrians there, no? In Brooklyn, what? They had to import one from Syria.